The Secret Chapter by Genevieve Cogman. Read by Kristin Atherton.
Library update to all operatives. Top priority. A truce has finally been agreed between the dragons and the Fae. This is neither a hoax nor a test of your intelligence. Nor is it a drill to check whether you are aware of what to do in a crisis. Footnote: we note that the library has not had fire drills for the last 200 years. This is because we found the two default responses unhelpful. These being running away screaming or resigning yourself to death while clutching your favourite books. Librarians with more useful suggestions should contact Eve via email and attach a full benefit threat analysis. End of footnote. This formal peace treaty has been signed by His Majesty Ao Guang, Dragon King of the Eastern Ocean, representing all 8 Dragon Kings and Queens. The signatory for the other side is the Princess, a high-ranking representative among the Fae. This treaty requires non-interference by each side in the other's declared territories. It also calls for mutual non-aggression where potentially delicate situations arise. In other words, hands off and no starting fights. This is wonderful news. I would like to remind everyone that we are not here just to obtain books for our personal reading lists. The library is tasked with maintaining the balance between order and chaos, between the dragons and the Fae, and is bound to protect the alternate worlds they claim and the humans living in them. Peace is a positive step, even a very minor and carefully defined peace such as this one. It should cut down on accidental human casualties during larger conflicts. It will save lives. Now, I need to make the following point absolutely clear. As a co-signatory, librarians are bound to act as neutral parties. As such, we are committed to helping resolve disagreements and, most importantly, to not stealing books from anyone who signed up to these accords. Footnote: I'm aware that if the owner doesn't know that the book is gone, then consent is not an issue. Under some circumstances, I might be sympathetic, but the current political situation is very unstable. Let's not push our luck. End of footnote. We can't risk breaching the treaty, which we ourselves helped organise. Technically, all dragons are subjects of the 8 dragon monarchs and have therefore signed up to the treaty in principle, which means that it is now out of the question for us to steal from any dragon. Fortunately, we have never been caught doing such a thing and would certainly never consider it. If you do remove a book from a place that wasn't listed in the treaty but which turns out to be from a dragon's personal fief, then, assuming you survive, the situation can be negotiated and reparations arranged by the library representative for the treaty. But since the Fae don't have the same rigid hierarchies, it can be much harder to determine whether or not an individual Fae has signed up. In practice, check details first, acquire books second, and be aware that negotiation may be an option. But please be careful. The full text of this treaty and a list of all current signatories and the worlds which they consider to be their personal property is attached to this message. You are strongly advised to read and memorise it. Be aware that ignorance of the new situation will not be an excuse, unless you are very, very, very lucky. Footnote: we have had it pointed out to us that this sort of repetition is poor style, but we feel it's necessary to make our point. End of footnote. All irregularities will be handled by a tripartite committee.